Harry Morgan's Friendship Ambassadors by Clarence W. Hall. One day in the spring of 1959, Harry Morgan, student body president at Rutgers University, New Brunswick, New Jersey, listened aghast as an exchange student from Pakistan ticked off his impressions of the United States. Nurul Khan's opinions embraced many of the stock criticisms of America that are voiced by others, stereotypes gained from newspaper headlines, from American movies and tourists. These false images, many of them communist-inspired, picture the United States as the land of disrupted family life, low moral standards, quick discrimination against all people of color. According to surveys made by the United States State Department, Americans are believed to be smugly complacent, shallowly religious, politically naive, lovers of gadgets and luxury, frenzied pursuers of the fast buck. They are said to know little of other peoples and to care less. Harry Morgan was shocked to discover that Nurul Khan held these opinions since the young Pakistani had been living in the United States for 2 years. Nurul Khan was slated to return home soon and would be taking with him these twisted images of his host country. "Tell me, Nurul," Harry Morgan asked, "how much of the United States have you seen beyond this campus? How many Americans have you met?" Khan admitted that he'd been no farther than New York City. His off-campus contact with Americans had been limited to an occasional visit to a fellow student's home for a holiday dinner.